Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping away. Never lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive prophecy to be born. Do you recognize the signs? They're all around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Oh, life is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune. Really feel truly alive. When's the last time you walked barefoot on earth with open arms and breath the sun? There's a miracle in your eyes. It's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet. Oh no. But it's coming, oh yeah. I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up. 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 Whoa.
Your heart is full with the clutter of your life. remember you're standing in the light.
You're standing in the light. Where is it? It's all around you. Look over there. You can't find it? Okay, go in front of the mirror. You are the light. So we encourage you to be the light. Bam, bam. Woo! Doo, doo. Ooh, go, Cynthia. Yes, yes, yes. Cynthia James reminding us we're standing in the light. Every part of you is shining. And if not, something is in the way. There's some resistance. It's time to release and let go. That's right. Hold your head up high. And remember, you are standing in the light. Cynthia James, standing in the light. Her website address is cynthiajames.com. You're standing. Ooh. Okay, don't sing. It's too early. Don't sing. I can't help it. I love singing. Somebody say, get a voice coach then. I don't care what you say. I want to hold the note at the end. Should I? Yeah? Okay. Celeste and Glenda said, go ahead. Okay. All right. Let me drink some water. Here we go. All right. Come on, Cynthia. Hurry up. I got a show to do. Come on now. Man, I messed my own self up. Let me quick stick to my day job. I'll let Cynthia sing, and I'll do what I do. I sing through my words. We started the show off with Mukua Ray, Rainbow, reminding us there's so much more to who we are. So even if there's more, don't do what you're supposed to do. Stand and stay in your lane. I was all geared up, all wrapped up, ready to just let it rip. Yeah, it ripped, all right. Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Mukua Ray, you can find him on Facebook. Mukua Ray, M-I-K-U-A-K, Ray, R-A-I. Ah, what a day. What a moment. What an instant. What a life. Welcome. Life is good, you know. So with that, I want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. That's right. You make a difference simply because you are. You make a difference simply because you exist. The fact that you can hear this show, you're making a difference right now. Wherever you are, you're making a difference right now. You get to choose how you want to label the difference. Whatever label you give it, that's on you. If you don't like the label, choose again, because every thought you're thinking is creating a shift on the planet. Everything you're feeling is causing a shift on the planet. And Bruce Lipton is going to remind us, as a matter of fact, not only is what you're feeling and thinking creating a shift on the planet, it's creating a shift inside of you. So you are always, 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 did I say always? Always making a difference. Creating a new world, a new reality. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and I welcome you. Today is December 4th, 2012, a whole new moment to celebrate who we really are. And thank you for being here. You guys don't need to encourage me. Cheryl, don't encourage me to sing. Celeste is saying, go ahead, sing. Glenda is holding the vision for me to sing. Okay, you guys know me, but the new listeners, they may be threatened about my amazing voice. I don't want to threaten anybody, okay? So don't encourage. As you know, if you don't, you will in a second or less. Our guest today is Dr. Bruce Lipton, the author of The Biology of Belief and Spontaneous Evolution. He's going to be joining us soon. We're just going to go through and have catch a new awareness about who we really are. We're doing a little bit things different today. Celeste is going to be joining us in a minute to give you some updates. I think I told you who I am, but if you don't know who I am that I am. I am you, but I also identify, well, not attached to it, as Life Coach Ade, or Ade Anifowishe, or Ademola Anifowishe, but I'm not attached because I am so much more, and so are you. I'm so excited. You know, it's a different kind of excitement. It's a cellular celebration. Celebration. That's C-E-L-L-bration. You know, it's just what's happening in our time today. The new awareness. We have new. We have teachers, spiritual teachers, coaches, friends, ourselves. We're waking up to who we really are, recognizing that there is so much more, and we can create the life that we want to see. We can see love in action. We can be love in action. And we don't have to wait. We don't have to say, I'm praying that in my lifetime there'll be peace. No, it's right here. You see it right now. Okay, pray to shift your consciousness. And then once you shift your consciousness, because prayer is a movement in consciousness. That's all it is. You're not praying to change God. You're not praying to make anything happen. You're simply moving your consciousness, raising your vibration so that you can align with what is really true, so that you can be the place for truth, for love, for miracles to be expressed. So prayer is not changing God, because if prayer was praying changing God, God will be schizophrenic right now. Okay, I got that. Oh, no, you don't want that anymore? Oh, you want this? Okay, wait. Hold on, someone else is praying. It's not even about that. It's about us shifting our awareness, knowing that what we want, what we desire, what we need, whatever label you want to put on it, I don't care. Want, desire, need, all of that. It's already here. It's already done. You just have to be a vibrational match so that it can be revealed, so that God can be revealed as himself, herself, or itself. So thank you for saying yes to who you really are. Thank you for saying yes to life as you get ready and prepare yourself to shift in consciousness and fall in love with your subconscious mind and say, you know what, I need to defrag. I need to uninstall some software. They're corrupted. But we'll talk more about that. In the meantime, we want to give you some announcements. And I got my wonderful co-producer, my friend Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste Morgan. You're listening to Smooth Jazz on Life Conversations Radio. And today, we have a brand new CD that we're going to break open. Hello, Celeste.
Wow. I am great, Life Coach today. I'm so happy to join the announcements. Yay! I'm going to get to it.
I know. I am too.
I'm going to spin it. Sister Celebration, hello family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach Ade right here, Mondays through Wednesdays from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, then you can find him on the archive. You can even download the show, or even better, subscribe on iTunes. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Ade and our guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. If you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. If you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Ade any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachade.com. The theme for the month of December is being the light, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Maria Nemeth, licensed clinical psychologist and author, will be joining us next week, Monday, talking about the energy of Monday. On Tuesday, we have our very own Glenda Springer and Electra Ford and Alan Strandsman for It's Time to Birth the Book in You. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Sofera for the play experience. Have you purposely loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love is also a show full of inspiration. We also have a special announcement on Sunday, December 16th at 6 p.m. Be sure to join me for my new radio show, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Then on December 18th, Ricky Byers-Beckwith will be on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Excitement isn't even the word. We also have a special winter solstice airing of Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Join us to welcome the energy shift of December 21st. Finally, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And that wraps up your announcements. Now, let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, smooth jazz lady of LifeConversationsRadio.com. When I grow up, well, maybe I shouldn't have a voice like you. That would be pretty something. Anyway, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Okay, Celeste will be back for Celestial Moment on Life, boy, on Life Conversations Radio. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I cannot hide it. But you need to stop singing. Okay, I will. Let me sing with my words. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Our guest is in the house, Dr. Bruce Lipton. And, oh, gosh, you better hold on to your consciousness. No matter what you do, it's going to shift. The stuff has hit the fan. It's time for you to experience a shift. You know what I say about the stuff that hits the fan, you know? The stuff that hits the fan and the shift, the same thing. But it's when you recognize who you really are that somehow an F comes into this stuff that hits the fan, and then you have the F represents freedom, so you get the shift. But sometimes you need that to hit the fan, and then you have your shift in consciousness. And we are here to support you in your transformation because that's the intention, supporting you. So whatever questions you have, whatever doubts you have, whatever worries you have, whatever you're moving through, whatever is just rocking you the wrong way, your disagreement, bring it. This is the house of love. We are here to support you because we are one. We are one indeed. We need each other. I don't care where you live. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you don't have any money, you're homeless, you're a drug addict, or you're rich, and you go more houses than you can ever count, or whatever. We are one. So if you go have more houses than you can count, one of those houses is mine. As a matter of fact, all of it is mine because we're one. We are part of one body, right? Oh, okay, so it doesn't work when it comes to materialism. Of course it does. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we're going to bring on Dr. Bruce Lipton. Hold on to your consciousness because it's time to celebrate. Get it? I don't care if you're not laughing. I like it. It's time to celebrate. Some of you are just too serious. You're too serious for your own liking. Relax. Come here. Let me give you a massage. But before you do that, because I want to change your energy, I want you to remember that there's nothing to be afraid of because we are one. Ain't that right, Carly Jackson? Tell them.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Why are you doing that? That's when separation steps in, when you don't stand and stay in your lane. Sorry, Carly Jackson, you inspired a singer in me, but we are one. So I hear you when you're singing, but just don't sing, Ade. Anyway, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Our guest is in the house, ready to go. It's time to celebrate. And let me read a little bit about him, and I will bring him on. There we go. Are you excited? I am. So if I am, you are too. Dr. Bruce Lipton is an internationally recognized leader in bridging science and spirit. Don't we need that? Best-selling author of The Biology of Belief and Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and A Way to Get There from Here. And he co-authored this book with Steve Berriman, who is also known as the Swami Beyondananda. That's right. What's beyond peace and bliss and all that we say we know? There's so much more. But anyway, I digress. Dr. Lipton's novel scientific approach transformed his personal life as well. His deepened understanding of cell biology highlighted the mechanism by which the mind controls bodily functions and implied the existence of an immortal spirit. That's right. Who said science and spirituality don't belong together? You're sleeping. Man, when science and spirituality comes together, that's the perfect marriage. You know, science, it's the masculine in spirit. It's the feminine. Oh, can you imagine what you're giving birth to? Excitement. So, in that consciousness of excitement, of gratitude, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me celebrate and welcome our guest. Oh, I can't say Dr. Bruce. Okay, Bruce Lipton, who is really an extension of ourselves. Bruce Lipton. See, I keep wanting to say doctor. It's like I have to stop a little bit. Well, hello, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, to participate in this celebration, because there's so much excitement. The world is in this evolution right now. Everyone thinks everything's going crazy, and it is. But that's part of this birthing of something brand new. It's sort of like shedding an old skin and creating a new organism. And that's what civilization is feeling right now.
Indeed, indeed. We are birthing a new consciousness, and some of us are not used to contraction pain. We're not used to labor pains. We're just kind of like, what is going on? But we got to breathe and push. breathe and push. Most of us may need to learn about that. I think some of the scientists, of course, you're part of the leading ones, and some of the other scientists need to get on the path and just breathe and push. It's okay to give birth to a new idea. But they're like, no, I don't like it. But anyway, we're glad, we're grateful that you're here. And you are spreading the word. Now, I just read a little bit about you, and because I'm ready to jump into this conversation. I know you have a lot to share, and I've heard you in other interviews. You're very inspiring. I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. And so I'm just going to kind of take myself out of the way and let you do your thing. But before I do that, I'm going to throw questions at you. But the first question I need to ask you is, who are you? Who is Bruce Lipton?
Well, he's you as well, okay? I was a conventional cell biologist, scientist, teaching medical students in medical school while doing research on what are called stem cells, and a lot of people have heard about stem cells. I was working on them 45 years ago. There was only like a handful of people in the entire world that even knew what a stem cell was at that time, and the interesting thing about it is this. I became a scientist and all that because I wasn't spiritual. When I was young, I heard a lot of spiritual people give me words of wisdom, and even in my child's eye, I could see that, you know, they have a good talk, but their walk doesn't even follow what they're talking about. And I didn't believe in it. I let go of that stuff because I said, oh, they all sound nice, but their lives don't look that good. And so I said, forget that spiritual stuff and go into the science because, like, oh, the truth of science is valid on this side of the planet, it's valid on the other side of the planet, you know. So that's where I went. And going into that whole thing without any concept of spirituality, without even looking for it, it wasn't even my intention. I didn't even think it existed. And the research I was doing on these stem cells just blew my mind. I learned from the cells. I was like a student, and the cells were teaching me. And what they taught me was, number one, that we're spiritual entities living in this physical body, and that spiritual entities, we exist whether the body is here or not, which is really profound because it says you exist as an identity whether your body is here or not, and that we can come back into the body, which is so amazing, and more importantly, that we are creating the life that we're experiencing. And why this becomes important is because we've all been programmed to some degree that we're like victims of the world. You know, things happen to us, and we're just, you know, we have no control, and just, you know, hold on tight because the ride could get bumpy. And then I found out the nature of how that creativity worked, and what happened was my life has switched around, and I have to really be honest. I mean, before all of this stuff, I was successful in my job, but my personal life really was trauma here and there and all kinds of stuff like that. And I felt like a victim of things like that. And once I understood the nature of how this biology worked and how consciousness and spirit interface this thing, I realized you can create heaven on earth, and this is what I've done to my life. So I sit here with this great smile from ear to ear going, God, this is so beautiful. But if you don't know the secret of how it really works, then it could turn around and can be completely the opposite, like, oh, my God, I'm a victim of things out of my control and poor me and all that, when it turns out, oh, my God, we have actually created all of this. Totally exciting. So I don't know which part you might like me to talk about or what.
Well, we're going to go and glow with the flow, and we're just going to dance together because people are looking at us. They want to see if we're good dancers, and I know we can dance together. So we'll just see what happens. We'll let the DJ play the song, and there's nothing we can't do. But I want to go back to when you said, you know, the cells were teaching you.
Yes.
Do you remember when the shift happened? What happened? Was there something going on in your personal life that made you listen differently to the cells that you were working with? What caused the change?
Well, I – See, here I am teaching in a medical school the conventional knowledge that almost everybody in some way, even at the, you know, lower education levels, has learned that, like, we're like genetically controlled biology beings, you know, like genes control our characters and our traits and our fate and whether you're going to have cancer or be healthy or diabetes. And that becomes a problem for this reason, because this is what I was teaching, and this is what conventional doctors still think, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was teaching that, and they say, why is this a problem? Because, well, number one, as far as we know, we didn't pick the genes that we came with. And number two, if you don't like the traits or characters that you end up having, you say, well, I can't do anything about it. The genes control that. And then we realize that that our fate is not in our hands, but it's in these things called genes. And then we become victims. You know, it's like I'm
right.
a victim of cancer, I'm a victim of diabetes, I'm a victim of bad behavior, and that has nothing to do with me, it's the genes. And then we buy into that, and everybody says, oh, okay, I'm not in control. And then people get to be a little irresponsible because they say, well, look,
right.
if I can't do anything about it, then why do I even care or try? Why should I even try? And we let go of this stuff, and we walk around in this world waiting for the next thing to hit us in the head. And that's what we teach in school. So it's like your life is not controlled by you. The new biology that I saw changed everything. Let me describe an experiment. It's relatively simple, okay? It goes like this. What is a stem cell? Just so people know, you know, that these are, you know, people use that word stem cell. They understand what an embryo is. An embryo is after a sperm and an egg come together, a bunch of cells start to form, and then they shape an embryo. And the cells are like multi-potential, meaning in an embryo, some of the cells are going to be muscle, or some are going to be bone or nerve or skin. So they have all different futures for them, right? So they have many different potentials. When we're born, we still have embryonic cells scattered throughout our body. But the moment you're born, I can't call it embryonic cells anymore. You're not an embryo. So I changed the name. Now I call it stem cell. So what's a stem cell? It's an embryonic cell. And you say, why do I have them on my body? Very important, yet very simple reason. Every day we lose billions and billions and billions of our cells because they age, they die, they get traumatized. So hundreds of billions, which is a number that's like hard to imagine in your head. It's easy to say, but you can't imagine it. Hundreds of billions of your cells die every day. That's just not normal. And the fact is this, how many days can you go if you don't replace those cells? Because every day, if the cells are dying, you're not replacing them. Obviously, you're going to die. So I tell you, every day you replace the cells with new cells that come from the stem cells, which are embryonic cells. So you need them to stay alive. So you have embryonic cells scattered in your body. Okay, so here's the experiment. I take one of these stem cells and put it in a petri dish all by itself, and the cell divides every 10 hours about. So first there's one cell, then two, and then four, eight. It keeps doubling. After a week, I have 50,000 cells in the petri dish. But here's the most important fact. All of the cells are genetically identical because they came from the same parent. So it's just like twins, 50,000 identical twin cells. Well, here's the experiment now. I take those cells and split them into three different petri dishes. And I change the environment, which is, we call a culture medium. Cells are like fish. They live in fluid. That's why if you cut yourself open, fluid leaks out. Cells are like living in an aquarium. So I have to make the fluid for the aquarium, and it's called culture medium, and that's what they live in and has their food and all the things that they live in their world with. So three different petri dishes, but they all have the same genetically identical cells in them, and I changed the chemical composition of the culture medium, which is the environment, a little bit in each of the three dishes. And in one dish, the cells form muscle. In the second dish, the cells form bone. And the third dish, the cells form fat cells. But now comes the most important question. What controls the fate of the cells? Well, in our education, genes control everything, right? But look,
right.
in the petri dishes, all the cells were genetically the same. So I can't say the genes made muscle, bone, or fat. They're involved with it, but they didn't make the decision. The decision was based on the environment. So in one petri dish with environment A, they form muscle. The same genetically identical cells in a different petri dish B with a different environment, they form bone. And you have to say, well, the decision of what the cells do is not based on the genes. It's based on the environment that the cells are living in. And I'll add one more part. If I take a dish of healthy cells from a good environment and move it into a bad environment, those cells get sick and they start to die. And if there was a doctor that would come over and look at my cells and say, oh, Bruce, the cells you have are sick, we should give them some medicine, I go, absolutely not. Why the cells are sick is they're in a bad environment. If you want the cells to be healthy, you just move them from the bad environment into the good environment. Guess what? Instantaneously, no drugs, the cells become healthy again. So here's a simple fact. Up to now, everybody's been programmed with the belief that genes control their lives. And now it turns out, well, the genes don't control what happens. It's the environment and the cells that determine what's going to happen. And then you say, well, why is that important? And here it is. If genes control biology, then we're victims of our heredity, meaning if you got cancer running in your family or cardiovascular disease or diabetes, then you got the same genes, you think you're going to get it too. And right. then that's the belief, you're a victim. The new biology says, wait, the fate of the cell is dependent on the environment. And you go, yeah, but what does that mean? I go, well, we can change our environment. We can respond to the world differently. The reason why that becomes important is we control the environment. So all of a sudden it says if the environment controls biology and we control the environment, then we control our biology. The genes don't control us at all. We're masters, because if we change our environment or change our perception of the environment or our beliefs about the environment or our emotions that we respond to, then we change our genes. And that becomes the most important thing in the world, because the old story, I can't do anything about it, I'm a victim. The new story is you can change your life by just changing how you live, where you live, your beliefs about life. You change your genetics. So all of a sudden, you don't have to have cancer or cardiovascular disease or diabetes. Those things are mainly due to lifestyle. And that becomes the most important thing. So what does it mean? It's like, first of all, you are very powerful, because it is you that controls your biology. And therefore, but you have to do this with knowledge. If I tell you first you're a victim, then you say, oh, okay, then you just live your life. If I tell you you're a master, then you do something different, because you have freedom to do something. And this in a world where we've been programmed to be weak and vulnerable or frail or victims, and it turns out it's a complete opposite. We are powerful beyond belief, and we can control everything about our lives. Pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Now, when we become a scientist of our own life, I call myself a scientist of life, and kind of experiment with ourselves. And everything you just shared, the picture you gave us, is something that I can, you know, just imagine us listening to and feeling the descriptions so we can actually see. I want to talk a little bit more about the environment, but I also want to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Bruce Lipton. His website address is Bruce, that's B-R-U-C-E, Lipton, LIPTON.com. You can find out more about him on there. But don't go yet. Just hang about. Let's just get your consciousness shifted, and then you'll be ready for all the new information that he has on his website.
I'd like to just extend that story, because this is about cells in a petri dish, and people go, oh, okay, that's like a science experiment. But, you know, I'm a human being. What's the connection?
Exactly. That's where I want to go, because I want to talk about what you're saying. I mean, still bringing it, humanize it for us, if you will.
Yeah.
But because when I think of the environment, I'm thinking the environment as the mind, the subconscious mind, the conscious mind. And some of us say, we hear this information, oh, great, but we still have the same culture. And we can't, you know, so then even though we want to create a different cell. So, yeah, break that down so we can now take it in one step deeper.
Okay, so we're talking about cells in a plastic petri dish, and that the environment, the culture medium, controls the fate of the cells. That's what the experiment showed, okay? Then I say, well, look at yourself in the mirror. and you see a single human being looking back, and I look in the mirror, I see Bruce, I say, yeah, that's a single human being. But then I say, you know, if your eyes were microscopes, you would look at yourself and you would see something different. You would see that you're a community of 50 trillion cells, 50 trillion like amoebas. That's what makes a human being. So we're actually a community of 50 trillion cells. The cells are the living things. When I say Bruce, that's an organized community of 50 trillion cells that looks like me when I look in the mirror, but it's the cells that are living things. So here's the jokey part, is that a human being is like a skin-covered Petri dish with 50 trillion cells inside. So, and the culture medium is called blood. So here's a simple point. To a cell, does it make a difference if it's in a plastic dish or in a skin-covered dish? And the answer is, to the cell, it makes no difference at all. It's still going to respond to the culture medium. I say, yeah, but in the plastic dish, I'm the scientist, I make culture medium. I say, in your dish, the human body, the 50 trillion cells are in there, what's the culture medium? I say, blood. And I say, oh, so the composition of the blood controls the fate of the cells. I go, yes, that's absolutely true. You change the blood and you change the fate of the cells. And then there were two more steps and we're at bingo. So I say, okay, so the blood in my body, the chemistry of that determines my genes and their activity. I go, yes. And I say, what controls the chemistry of my blood? And I go, well, the brain releases like hormones and neurochemicals which control the composition of the blood. So the brain is like the biochemist making culture medium for your cells. And then the last question is, yeah, but which chemicals should the brain stick into the blood? And then I go, whatever your mind is thinking controls the chemistry. So I say, if you open up your eyes and you see someone you love, the brain releases really wonderful chemicals called dopamine, for example, which is like the pleasure chemical. And oxytocin is like a bonding chemical that brings people together. Vasopressin is a chemical that makes you more attractive. And so I say, oh, when you're in love, the mind sees love. The brain releases these wonderful chemicals. And a matter of fact, if I put the chemicals released by the brain when you're in love into a plastic Petri dish with cells, the cells grow beautifully. And all of a sudden it says, yes, that's why when you fall in love, you're healthy, excited, you got energy. Why? You're feeding nourishment to the cells' love. And I say, same person opens their eyes, instead of seeing somebody they love, they see something that scares or threatens them. I say, oh, now the mind perceives fear. That's how different chemicals come out of the brain. Now we have stress hormones come out of the brain and things that affect the immune system that shut it down. All these are negative chemicals. And I say, if I took the chemicals that the brain releases when the mind is in fear and put them into a plastic Petri dish, my cells actually will get sick and die. And so all of a sudden I say, well, what's the story? And the bottom line is this. A human body is a Petri dish with 50 trillion cells. The fate of the cells and their behavior, their health, or their sickness is based on the chemical composition of the culture medium. I say the brain controls that. And then the top piece is, but the chemicals that come from the brain are based on what you see, what you believe, your emotions. And why is that important? You're the one that controls that. If you change your thoughts, you change the chemistry. And if you do that, you change the fate of the cells. So, for example, there was a study here in San Francisco very recently with prostate cancer patients. They split the patients into two groups. One group got conventional medical treatment, but the other group didn't get medical treatment. All they did was they got stress reduction techniques, how to meditate, how to do that, learn a better diet. And in 90 days, 500 genes changed their function just because they changed the way they were living. And most of those genes were responsible for the cancer. So basically it said, we've been programmed that we're victims and things happen to us. And it turns out, no, we create this with our thoughts and our beliefs and our mind, as you brought in before, our conscious and our subconscious. And why is that important? Because it's the way the mind operates. It determines if you're going to be healthy, happy, if you're going to have good relationships, if you're going to have feeling that this is a beautiful life, that's all based on your mind. And that mind is translated into chemistry, and that controls your genes. So all of a sudden it says, oh, my God, we have to understand the nature of the mind. And this is the part that blew me away, because once I understood it, I realized, oh, my God, we've been programmed. There's a movie that most people have seen called The Matrix. And what's interesting is that you want to look for that movie in the video store. You have to look under science fiction. And here's the interesting fact. That movie is more of a documentary. It's exactly what has happened to us. All of us have been programmed. The programs, as psychologists will tell you, most of it, 70% of these programs are negative and don't support us. And yet we unconsciously, are run by the programs and that our lives are an expression of the program. And so here comes, I'll give you an interesting story about the program, okay? You want to hear that?
Oh, yes, I am here about to explode, but keep talking. It's like, oh, my God. I'm trying hard not to say anything.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the mind. And first, there's two different minds connected together, but they're two different ones. See, they're not the same. Uh-huh. One is called the conscious mind, and one is called the subconscious mind. Okay? Here's the difference. The conscious mind is the latest evolution of the human brain. It's right behind your forehead, right above your eyes, right behind your forehead. It's a part of the brain. They have a name for it called the prefrontal cortex. That's where the conscious mind is operating from, but it's also the connection to your spirit, your source, your personal identity. That's in that conscious mind. And listen to this. The conscious mind has your wishes and your desires and what you want from life. So I ask you, tell me what you want. Just tell me what you want from your life. And whatever answers you give me, that comes from the conscious creative mind. That's the other mind, the subconscious mind, is like it's programmable. It's like a jukebox. You put programs in it, you push the button, and it plays the program. Every time you push the button, it plays the program again and again and again. And so you record programs, and then you just push the button, and they play automatically. That's subconscious mind, okay? And here's a story. The subconscious mind is primarily, the fundamental programs are from other people. Our parents, our family, our community, because the subconscious mind is programmed in the first 6 or 7 years of our lives, because our brain is like operating like a recorder on record mode for the first 6 or 7 years, and then consciousness starts to kick in, and then we control it. So the first 7 years, we're like video recorders. Everything we see here is downloaded, and so when you observe your father, if you're a boy and you observe your father, just the way your father responds to everything in life, you learn that by just watching. And if you're a girl, you watch your mother, and everything she says and does, it goes down into your subconscious like a program. And this is why it's funny, because in my lectures I say, listen, go back in your life. I know there was a time you must have had a friend you were very close to. You knew your friend's behavior very, very well, and you knew your friend's parent. And at one time, maybe you saw that your friend has some of the same behavior as their parent. And then you volunteer to your friend. You say, hey, you know, Bill, you're just like your dad. And then you back away from Bill, because Bill gets ballistic. How can you compare me to my dad? And most people are very familiar with that. And I go, you know, but here's the most important part of the story. Everyone else can see that Bill behaves like his dad. The only one who doesn't see it is Bill. And the reason? Because it's automatic behavior from the subconscious programming, the jukebox. Push the button, the behavior is going to play. And most of that behavior was copied from other people, and you don't see it. So that the critical part about the subconscious is it's very important. But when it plays, it usually plays automatically without you paying attention, because it's like an automatic program. It doesn't need you to watch it. It'll do it by itself. But we don't see it. So it says when we're operating from our subconscious, we generally don't even see what we're doing, because it's automatic behavior. You say, why should I operate from my subconscious? And here comes the point. The conscious mind, the you, the spirit, who you are personally, that mind can travel in time. I say, what are you doing next week? And your mind shifts into next week. I say, hey, what'd you do last month? And your mind goes back into last month. Or I say, think of this idea in your head, and your mind disconnects from paying attention and goes up into your head like a little daydream or something going on. Here's the point. The conscious mind, who is us, that's us, wishes, desires what we want, is only present and paying attention about 5% of the time, because the rest of the time it's thinking. When it's thinking, it's not paying attention. When it's not paying attention, the subconscious programs are the automatic default. When you're not paying attention, you click into the subconscious. But then when you play that behavior, just like Bill will play his dad's behavior, which he downloaded from his father in the first 7 years, when he's playing that, the reason why he doesn't see it is because he's only playing it because his conscious mind's busy thinking, and therefore the brain defaulted automatically to the subconscious. So when the subconscious was playing his dad's pattern, Bill wasn't seeing it. He was thinking about the future or what happened last week or something. And therefore, here's the fact, and this is the blow-away fact. It's so important. Only 5% of the time are we present with our conscious mind and paying attention and controlling our lives. 95% of the time, the conscious mind is busy thinking, so that means 95% of the time we're operating from behaviors in the subconscious mind. And then I bring up, yeah, but most of those behaviors are not yours. They were from other people. And they told you about who you were, and they became programs. If your parents said, you're not that smart, or you don't deserve this, and who do you think you are? When parents say that, and the child is young, that's a recording. So if I'm 4 years old and my father's mad and he yells at me, you don't deserve that, I recorded exactly what he said, just like a tape recorder, went into my subconscious mind, and what is my program about me? It says, oh, I don't deserve. So when I'm not paying attention and that subconscious mind program is playing, what do you think it's going to do? It's going to make behavior match the program. If the program is I do not deserve, then when I'm not paying attention, I'll do stupid things that will result in my behavior recognizing I didn't get what I wanted. I guess I do not deserve. Here's an interesting one because it's really important to, you know, why I'm saying this is that every one of us has been programmed, number one. But there are groups of people who get programmed as a group. And when they get programmed as a group, they become limited by these programs and don't even see it. And so especially when it comes to minorities and racial stereotypes and all this, like either blacks or American Indians or Mexican Americans, when they get a group identity and it's programmed into their head, that goes into the subconscious, that's not in their conscious mind, which is conscious mind, again, is you. Spirit, this is what you want, you know, I want to be successful. I say, great. And I say, what about the program in your subconscious mind? I say, well, that program is acquired from other people, and if there's negative things in it, then you're going to have negative programs in there, and guess what? They'll play 95% of the time without you seeing it. So you sabotage yourself without knowing it because of your programming. So for example, They split students into two groups. They had white and black students in each group, right? And in one group, they had at the top of the exam, check the race box. So they had race listed, right? The other group, same exam, but they didn't put that on the top, right? The black students in the group where they had to check they were a black student did 25% worse than the black students in the other group that didn't have to check the box. And the reason why did that happen, the answer is because they started to operate subconsciously, and the negative thought of that subconscious programming limited their ability, not their conscious mind, without putting that vision of race. If you don't select race at all, it's just take the exam, then everybody did equally well. But when you check race, Why, and this becomes important because if you're in a family, you get programmed with these beliefs generation after generation after generation. And these are the fundamental beliefs that come in the first 5 or 6 years of your life. And it ends up controlling your life. And all of a sudden you realize, oh, my God, my life's not working right. But guess what? Since you don't see the subconscious when it's doing it, and your life's not working right, then what do? You walk around going, oh, my God, I wanted to be successful, and it's not in my fate, or the world's against me. And the fact was, no, it was never that at all. It was when you were unconsciously operating, you were shooting yourself in the foot. And this is important. This is a wake-up call. This says we've got to change the program. And you know, this isn't a new thing. You know, I mean, scientifically, it's new to understand how it works. But let me tell you a fact. 500 years, a group of Catholics called the Jesuits, they would boast. They would be proud to tell you this. They would say, give me a child until it's 6 or 7, and it will belong to the church for the rest of its life. Or they would say, more biblically, they would say, give me a child, and I will show you the man. What that meant was, you give me a child, first 6 or 7 years, I program it, and then I don't care what that child wishes, it's still going to be, you know, like, it'll still go to church. Why? Because it's in the subconscious program. And I say, why is that? Why is that important? And I say, for 500 years, it has been known that if you can program the first 6 or 7 years of a child's life, you will control that child for the rest of its life because it's going to operate 95% of the time from those programs. We've been programmed to the whole idea is this. We've been programmed to be controlled by a few. A few people control the teaching and the belief. Mm-hmm. And whoever controls that will control the fate of that population.
Right. And when you break away, or when you start breaking away, when you start to reprogram yourself, you have a label, the crazy one, the black sheep, you know, we have all these names that we call each other or others who are wanting to think differently. I want to take a break, and I want to really go through this because I'm writing down as you're talking, and I feel like I'm about to explode. And because when I think of the environment, and what you're sharing. So we have the conscious thought. We have the subconscious mind, which then activates or stimulates the brain. The brain controls the chemistry of the blood. Yes. So the program that we have in the subconscious mind end up stimulating the brain to release the chemistry that the blood needs, or, you know, change the chemistry of the blood, and then we end up creating the same thing. So what I wanted to do when we come back from the break is, how can we start to, if you will, delete, defrag, uninstall programs in our operating system so that the brain can start releasing or changing the body, the blood, so that it can create the perfect environment for what we really desire, or even more, really in alignment to the essence of who we are. Because
absolutely,
as I this whole thing about programming, it runs deep, and it's from generation to generation. So we're part of a bigger picture. When we come back, I want us to break that down some more.
Take a breath.
yes. Oh, my God. I've just been here just, like, breathing and trying not to mute myself because, you know, life is very exciting. Life is exciting, and when we learn new ideas, you know, there's something. I mean, if new ideas and new learning doesn't excite you, then you might as well just give it up right now. But I love learning, I love life, and I love teachers like Bruce Lipton. And we're going to take a break. Celestial Moment will come around 1:30. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I got goosebumps in the chat room. Somebody said, let the healing begin. Tracy said, I am loving this. So everybody's just drinking in the soul food. Exactly. We're all celebrating. Let's take a break. We'll be back and continue the conversation. If you have any questions, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. My guest is Bruce Lipton. His website address is brucelipton.com. He's the author of The Biology of Beliefs, which is breaking down for us and how it all happens, but you're in control. I don't have any choice. Oh, yes, you do. Even when you say you don't have a choice, you're choosing not to choose.
His latest book that he co-wrote is Spontaneous Evolution. It's a nice piece of book. It's like a Bible. The colors are beautiful. So get yourself a copy. I got mine right here. Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and a Way to Get There from Here. Change your blood chemistry. I'm an expert already. That's how you get there. We're going to take a break. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, yes. Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. Get your blood chemistry right. No, don't say that. Don't even say that. Don't let that out.
Yes, let me know that love is around me. And when you focus on love, when you focus on joy, on peace, on gratitude, when you're forgiving and letting go, you get to influence your environment and yourselves. They're like, woohoo, we love this. We can get to do so much more. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your guest and your host, and whatever I want to call myself today, your host, Life Coach Ade. My guest is Bruce Lipton, and we are talking about changing the environment, your blood chemistry, the biology of your beliefs, and how you could be part of this spontaneous evolution. It's funny, just listening to Dr. Bruce right now, I heard that commercial about depression. I heard it differently when they talk about it as a brain injury. Oh, it really makes more sense to me now. Yes, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Join the conversation or just digest the soul food that is just that Dr. Bruce Lipton is serving us. Dr. Bruce, Bruce Lipton, hello. Welcome back.
I'm so glad to be back, and you're absolutely right. Even that the ad about depression, which I just heard, I thought of just this is exactly what we're talking about. If you come from depression, your thought is a depressive thought. Mm-hmm. The brain responds by releasing chemistry that is of that character, so you become physically depressed with a thought of being depressed. So that it's changing the thoughts, and I said, well, that's why the whole thing about like the Matrix was so important. They said, take this red pill and get out of the program. And the significance is this. Remember, the conscious mind is you, spirit, what your wishes and desires. The subconscious mind has been programmed by others. So here's the point. If you take the red pill, according to the Matrix, what do? You let go of the programming, and then you're left with your wishes and desires. And people go, well, that's a science fiction movie. Now, but here's an interesting fact. Because love is big, and as you brought it up, love is this whole thing. And I say, well, what's so important about it? And I ask people, I say, look, I know there was a time in your life, sometime you fell head over heels in love with somebody. And when you fell in love, at that moment, it was like you were healthier, because love makes you feel good. You're healthy. You have a lot of energy because, you know, you made love for days without stopping for food or sleep, you know. You had a lot of energy. And then I say, was life so beautiful during that period? And I call it the honeymoon, where you just fell in love, that it was so beautiful you couldn't wait for the next day to get up and have more of that stuff. And I go, it was when you fell in love, it was like creating heaven on earth. For some people, it may last 3 or 4 days. Some people, a month. Some people can have a honeymoon for a year. But, here's the point. Your life could have sucked right up to the moment you met this person. And all of a sudden, you meet this person, and now you have heaven on earth. And I go, well, guess what? The planet didn't change. You changed. And here's the secret, because now there's an understanding. This is so blow-away. When you fall in love, it is the one time in your life where you almost strictly operate from your conscious mind. It doesn't travel. It doesn't start thinking, because everything you wanted is right in front of your face, you know? So basically, you don't drift off in thought. You keep your conscious mind present. Well, then I say, well, what happened when you kept your conscious mind present? Well, you created your wishes and your desires. And when two people are keeping their conscious mind present together, and then they're in love, they're co-creating wishes and desires, which is what? Heaven on earth. And what was the point? It is the one time in your life where you naturally don't use the subconscious program, where you let go of the program. You don't use it because you keep the conscious mind present. And I say, well, what happened? I said, you went from hell to heaven by letting go of the program. So as you brought up before the break, the most important thing is, well, if the program is limiting me, then if I change the program, then I could free myself. And the answer is absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Because just think, if your subconscious mind had the same wishes and desires that your conscious mind has, just think about it. Even if your conscious mind travels and starts thinking and you default into the subconscious, it's still going to play the exact same programs you would have played if you were paying attention. So that means you can have heaven on earth forever if you could put the same wishes and desires that you experienced in that honeymoon and put them into the subconscious mind, then all day long, whether you're paying attention or not paying attention, you're still playing honeymoon.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
I want to ask you this because I want to go to subconscious mind, but before you said something about when people fall in love,
yes.
That is one time where they're really focused on their from their subconscious conscious mind.
From their conscious mind.
Oh, okay. So
the conscious mind has your wishes, so it excites you to this is what I was looking for, this person, and the conscious
mm-hmm.
mind is so excited. That it doesn't
mm-hmm.
travel in thought like, oh, most of us are traveling in thought thinking our life sucks right now and I'm daydreaming. My conscious mind is daydreaming about a better thing and I'm still living the crummy life because my subconscious is playing. But
mm-hmm.
the moment you fall in love, the conscious mind is like staying around. It's not traveling. It's not thinking about the future because what the conscious mind wants is right there in its face. So the conscious mind is like, yeah, I'll stay present. And as long as you're operating from the conscious mind, everything you do, every bit of your behavior, every action is coming from your wishes and desires. So you're creating what you want. But the moment the conscious mind gets busy, it starts to travel. And then the old programs kick in, and then you're back where you are. That's why the honeymoon ends. People have a honeymoon. Yeah, go ahead. I'm cutting you off.
I'm all up here. I'm standing up. So really what I hear is you bring in a scientific image to what happens when we talk about practicing mindfulness, when we talk about coming to the now, when we talk about being present, not being distracted, just really working on just being present. And in that point, there's an alignment that happens with the desires and things that we really want, that we can actually experience love without somebody else because we met somebody, but we can actually experience that love for ourselves. That's what I'm hearing, right?
That you are hearing that right, and you're hearing that is the most important thing, because here's another thing. If we have programming that we're not lovable, you know, from parents, like saying you're not smart enough or good enough or you don't deserve things, which means we're really not whole or lovable in that belief.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't love ourselves, and this is the first understanding that has to be true, if you can't love yourself, then by definition, you will not be able to find love with somebody else for a simple
mm-hmm.
reason. Because if somebody loves you and you yourself say, I'm not lovable, and somebody loves you, then you have to think, well, what the hell's wrong with them? How could they love me? I don't even love me. So you're absolutely right. Mindfulness, everything you just said, all those secrets about life, which were new agey kinds of ideas, are now
mm-hmm.
absolute hard rock science. And it says basically control your mind and you control your life. When your mind
mm-hmm.
wanders, you're under the program. And if you, like a normal person, we've all been programmed by our family, our culture, our community in the first 7 years of our lives. And that becomes 95% of our life. Whatever those programs were, that's what we become. And as I said, most of that, psychologists can tell you right now, is negative. So we all got off the ground with negative. How the hell are we going to make it successful? And the only way is to become like, aha, I got it. And that's what happened to me, because I was living that 95% garbage. And then when I understood it, I said, oh, my God, I'm sabotaging my own life when I kick into these programs. Being mindful,
right,
as you said, is one way to avoid getting in the program. But then being mindful is a very hard project in a world that is always causing you to think and think about the past or the future, and basically it means then your conscious mind's not being mindful, it's traveling. Being mindful means you keep the conscious mind ready to the present moment, and then
mm-hmm.
you're living from that life of wishes and desires. So
you're really breaking this down for me, that I'm standing up, sitting down, I'm moving all over the place, because what I'm hearing is, you know, that's why it's important for us to do our work, the spiritual practice, or else if we only allow ourselves to be present or focused when we get the material things or when we have the mate, the partner, the husband, the wife, if that's the only time we allow our conscious mind to be present, then we're domesticating ourselves. So we're constantly waiting for the next treat. But if we spend the time to do the work that we can, do the work that we know how to be present, the material things, the relationship becomes the cherry on the cake, if you will, rather than feeling like, oh, my God, if I lose the car, the house, the wife, the husband, whatever,
the fear,
I won't be happy. Yes,
the fear
yes.
makes you less intelligent. You know, this is listen to this. When you're, let's say you're stressed, something scares you, right? Your mind,
mm-hmm.
your mind sees something that scares you. Your brain, in response, releases stress hormones, okay? Stress hormones
mm-hmm.
are getting ready for, like, in school they call it fight or flight. That's getting ready for running or fighting. You got to do one of these things, right? And
mm-hmm.
here's when the stress hormones are released into the body. Remember, that's that becomes the chemistry of the blood, which is the culture medium, and it tells the cells what to do. And when stress hormones are released in the blood, the blood vessels in your gut constrict. They close off. And the reason why is it pushes the blood to your arms and legs, because the blood is where the energy is going to come from. And you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to run. You want the blood in your arms and legs. So the moment you're in stress, the blood vessels in the gut constrict. And that's, again, to push the energy to the arms and legs. But it also says this. The gut is growth and maintenance of the body. So if you're in stress and you stay in stress, then what you're doing is continuously not taking care of the body. That's why stress causes illness, because you have. Remember, I said you have to replace billions of cells every day. Well, that's part of the work of the gut. If you're in stress every day, then the hormones are shutting off the blood flow, the energy to the gut, so you can't take care of yourself. And the stress hormones shut off the immune system. Because. Let's say, if you have a stomach infection and you're going to get a case of diarrhea and you have a lion chasing you, which one of those are you going to put the energy into? And the answer is the hell with the bacteria. You got to run away from a lion, you know. So
right.
You shut off the immune system. So the two main things about stress is that you weaken yourself because you're not taking care of the growth of the body, and you shut off the immune system, which allows infectious agents to take over. That's why sickness is always the net result of stress. But here's the one. This is mind-blowing. You ready? When you're in stress, you don't operate from your thinking mind. You operate from your reaction mind. The reaction mind is like the hindbrain. That's like reflex, man. if you got a fight or something, you're not going to think about what you're going to do. You're just going to do it, okay? The thinking
right.
part gets shut down. And here's why. Remember I told you the stress hormones cause the blood vessels in the gut to close down, and that pushes the blood to the arms? Well, the same stress hormones, when it goes to the brain, causes the blood vessels in the forebrain, that prefrontal cortex, the conscious part, to close down. And pushes the blood to the hindbrain to get ready to react. The point is, we become less intelligent when we're under stress, because now we're reacting. And so look at this world. You see, the world, human being wasn't designed to live in the world that we live in. We were designed to deal with stress. If a lion chases you, shift.
Shift. That's right. I got to shift.
When we're under stress in the old days, the lion is chasing you. You use the stress hormones. You get away from the lion. But the moment you get away from the lion, you get back into growth again, because the stress hormones shut off. And so that's how you could live. Only stress when just running away from a lion. Today's world is 24/7 stress. Well, that means we were never designed as a biology to live with that much stress, because stress shuts off growth in the immune system and messes with the body. And that's why there's so much sickness, illness, so much anger, anxiety, violence. All of that comes from stress, and that's a perception. Because they scare you. And when they scare you, then your brain automatically goes into that stress mode, and you become less intelligent, and you start to get sick, and then look around at everybody and say, yeah, look what's happening.
So the commercials
programmed us to be stressed.
Right. So the commercials that come on, they used to come on at night. Now they're coming during the day. Do you have this? Do you feel that? Do you feel this?
Yeah.
Do you feel that? I mean, they go through all the lists. Are you alive? Are you watching this television? Oh, you must be depressed.
Yeah.
You know, so then we're thinking, maybe I'm depressed. So the minute we buy into that, or just hearing it, because that's something that we think we can relate to, now we automatically start changing the blood chemistry.
Yeah.
Because we picked up that information and accepted it.
That's right. If a diagnosis, this is true. If you go to the doctor and you get a diagnosis, you're dying of cancer. You can die of cancer and actually not die of cancer. You never even had the cancer. You will die because you believe you had the cancer. Because the belief will, and people know that, man, they go to the doctor, the moment they get bad news, guess what? They can feel it in their entire body. They feel all of a sudden they can feel, oh, my God, I feel so weak. I feel, oh, I'm such a, you know, I'm so sick. Just because they were told they were sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because if the belief says it's true, then the chemistry from the belief, it matches the belief. If it's a belief of sickness, then the chemistry coming from the brain will manifest sickness. If it's a belief of health, it will manifest health. If it's a belief, as you said, you watch the TV and they said, flu season is coming, you're going to get a flu. That's a belief. That's a belief.
Right, right.
They control
it. When people are sick, you know, they say, don't hug me, don't come near me. And what I say to people is when I hear them, like, listen, I don't get anything I don't need.
Exactly.
That's how I program myself not to take on whatever they're dealing with. Like, oh, don't come near me. No, I'm not going to get anything I don't need. And I always say that. And after people say, say that again. It's like, yeah, I like that. Because I want to make sure that I'm not buying into that BS.
Yep.
I want to take care of my body. And you know, I mean, when I listen to you and what I know, being on this planet, it requires some kind of diligence. We need to pay attention. We can't just allow ourselves to run around and dance and get in bed, literally, with different kind of people, different kind of belief system. We have to walk around with protection, if you will, and the protection is love. But I want to talk a little bit about cancer. What I've heard is every one of us have cancer cells in us. But what happens is when the chemistry of the body changes determines, you know, the cells start fighting each other. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole idea is very simply this. Cancer is, remember, I said your body is like a skin-covered petri dish with 50 trillion cells,
mm-hmm.
right? A cell,
mm-hmm.
in biology, a cell is the equivalent of a miniature human being. Because every function that you have in your body is present already in the cells. That's how you have it. You have digestion, respiration, excretion, muscle movement, reproduction, nervous system. Everything, like every one of those, is in a cell, because that's how the cells created in us. So the point is, every cell is like a miniature human being. So then I say, what does it mean? I say, imagine you're one of those little miniature cells, and there's 50 trillion citizens living in your body, and guess what? Your mind is the government. It's telling the cells what's going on in the world.
Wow.
And when you have a good government, then the cells work in harmony, and the body is in health. But if you have a government that says, hey, this isn't going to work, and you're not that smart, and who do you think you are, and you're going to get cancer, well, when you get a government that creates anger in the people, because it's not dealing with life right, that means you're not creating anger just in your mind. You're sending that anger to 50 trillion cells, where they're like little people. Guess what? Sometimes the population says, screw the government. You know, it's like,
that's right.
It's not working. It's not helping us.
Right.
I'm going to operate independent of the government. Well, that's called cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That means when cancer shows
up,
it means the government, called the mind, is so hard on the population that a number of the cells say, screw this, I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to do what the government says anymore. That's cancer. It left the community. It's like, I'm doing my own thing. And that's what we have to recognize. Cancer didn't, you know, the old story, your genes changed. You got a mutation or something altered, and now you have cancer. And it goes like, that is not how cancer starts. As a matter of fact, less than 10% of cancer is even linked by heredity, meaning 90% of cancer is just the way you're living your life. And they showed this where they looked at what happens to children when they get adopted into a family that has a cancer running in the family. And it turns out the adopted child will get the same family cancer just like any of the natural children in that family. What was the point? The adopted child has totally different genetics. So you can't say the cancer was in the genes. It was in the behavior. And the behavior is translated into the mind, which is the government for 50 trillion citizens. And anywhere where there's a government that doesn't support the people will riot and go against the government. And if that means 50 trillion cells in your body, they're going to be working with you if you're living in harmony and love, because that's what they feeds them nourishment. Love feeds them the right chemistry. And when you're not living in love, you got some unhappy citizens.
Oh, we could. I mean, I got one or two more questions I want to ask you, but we could just sit with that for a minute, just get people to ponder that. You know, that is so powerful. How we
what's neat about it? This is simple, and that's the fun part about it. It's not complex anything in here. Everything is simple because it's just life as we know it. And the fact is, there are times in your life where you're in love. It doesn't even have to be with a person. You could be in love with, like, like painting. So I'm painting a picture, and I'm in love painting a picture. Or I'm creating a garden. I'm in love doing the garden. It doesn't have to be with a person. It just means, are you in harmony with the things around you? That's love.
Yes. Yes.
And when you're not, your cells are not in harmony. And when your cells are not in harmony, that's called illness and disease.
Whew!
Yeah! So where do we go? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Must have been calling us, because I don't know what the flip happened. I think it was just too much energy. Okay. Oh, Lord. I was like, no, come back. Come back. Okay, we got, I'm back. Bruce is back. And we're going to continue the conversation. I guess we need to have to just take in all of that. Okay, send your mind, Addy. Send your blood. Send your body. Your comfort medium. Nice thoughts. Oh, everything happens. Life happens. Mistakes happen. Nothing to worry about. But Dr. Bruce is back. And
life is beautiful. I thought
life
my dime ran out at 10:30, so the phone was disconnected.
Yeah. You must have programmed your phone. Okay. Okay, but I really want us to talk about, before you go, the things we can do to start to delete, uninstall programs that are not serving us so we can create the perfect environment. Oh, my God, that got me nervous. Okay.
Let me see what I can do here to summarize it, but here's it simple. Number one is this. We talked about conscious mind is you personally, and that has your wishes, desires, aspirations. Subconscious mind are recordings and habits. When you learn to do something like your job or driving a car, once you learn how to do it, you don't have to relearn it every day. So it's like a push the button and you can drive the car without even paying attention. It's automatic. Then we talked about that the subconscious mind is primarily programmed by other people. So when we're operating from that, we're really not operating from our wishes and desires. So that's why life seems to go wrong. And then there comes the issue, and it says this: look, you were programmed starting in the last trimester of pregnancy, while you were still a fetus. You were being programmed in the last few couple of months before you were born, because remember, chemistry of the blood controls the genetics and the behavior. Yeah, but when you're a fetus, guess whose chemistry you're using? Your mom's blood. And so her thoughts and emotions and behavior in her blood chemistry is transmitted to you. So you learn that even before you're born. And then you're programmed for the first 6 or 7 years. So now you say, rightfully, you say, look, how do I know what the programs are in my life, in my subconscious? Because I wasn't, conscious. I wasn't aware. I have no idea what happened in the uterus. I have no idea what happened in my first 1, 2, or 3 years. So how do I know what my programs are? And then I say, well, this is the fun part. Again, fun for this reason. Since your life is 95% from your subconscious program anyway, Your life is a printout of your subconscious programming. And what does that mean? The things that work for you, that come easily to you, the things, you know, those things that come easily, they come to you because you have a program in your subconscious that says that's okay to have those. But anything you work hard at, anything you have to struggle for, anything you sweat over, anything you put a lot of effort into, it's like God, I got to work so hard to make this happen. The reason why simply is you have programs that don't support that. So you know your programs by looking at your life. Your life is a reflection of your programs. All the good things are there because you've got good programs to support them. But everything else that's either negative or you have to work hard for means your subconscious doesn't have a program to support you. That's what it means. So you don't have to go to a psychologist or anything like that. Just look at your life and say, I'm having trouble finding a relationship. I got everything else I can do. And I go, well, then that means you have programs that don't support relationships. So you ought to probably know what you need to fix, okay? Now you say, how do I fix them? How do I fix them? And here's this. The conscious mind and the subconscious mind learn in different ways, and this is where the problem in trying to change your life comes from. They learn in different ways. Here's how it works. The conscious mind is the creative mind. I said that's the one that has your wishes and desires, but it's also, it learns in a creative way. If you read a self-help book, if you go to a lecture, if you go to a movie, or even if you just go, aha, I figured it out, the conscious mind learns just like that. The subconscious mind is different. Subconscious mind is habits. And that means if you read a self-help book, that's not a habit. You read the book, the conscious mind will know everything you read. I give you an exam. Did you understand the book? I give you an exam. You get 100. And I say, well, now that you read the book, is your life any better? And the answer is, no, it's the same old life. I go, why? Well, because you only educated the mind, the conscious mind, that only operates 5%. Reading the book did not change the subconscious mind, which is running your life. So how do you change your subconscious mind? I say, how does it learn? It learns in three ways. Number one, the way it learned in the first 6 or 7 years of your life was through hypnosis, meaning, you know when you put wires on a person's head and you read their brain activity, it's called EEG, electroencephalograph. Well, basically, if you're reading brain activity, a child's brain doesn't operate in the creative consciousness level until after 6. As a predominant way of life, meaning what level is it working at before 6? At the level before 6, it's in a record mode. It's in hypnosis. That's why that's why your parents' programs become yours. You're just recording them. Hypnosis, just like a stage show. You know, my camera eyes are looking and listening and watching and recording everything, and that's now my behavior because now I recorded it, but I copied it from you. So it's really your parents' behavior, your family. Your culture, that's where it comes from, okay? So I say you want to change the programming. Well, number one is hypnosis. one of the ways of hypnosis is what are called subliminal tapes, because as you go to bed every night, the brain passes from higher vibrational EEG frequencies into the lowest one, which is sleep. But in the process of going from the highest one to the lowest one, it goes through the frequency of hypnosis called theta, which is just as you're nodding off to sleep where you're not really here and your mind is actually almost what you could hear if somebody's around, they're talking, but you're not really paying attention. You're just drifting off. That's a period where the brain is in hypnosis, theta, as it's going, because shortly after that you go into sleep, which is a lower frequency. That means every night as you're going to bed, there's an opportunity, if you put on earphones, to play a tape with better messages than the one you have. And as you're playing it, you just repeat that every night as you're going to bed, and automatically after a couple of weeks, just of listening to this at night as you go to bed, you will automatically have a new program. So that's one way of doing it.
That is so simple.
It's
that
very
is
simple.
So simple.
It's just, and just like a habit every night. But you want to put in a tape that gives you the positive side where you find negative in your life. If something is not working for you, you don't have patience, you don't have health, you're not good at relationships, whatever these are, there are tapes that will give you a better message. And as you put that in your mind, that will change the programming. That's one way. Another way is habit, and that's partly mindfulness. Pay attention, because every time you say something, like, 'cause, you know, let's say you're driving your car, you stop at the stoplight for a minute, And I say, your head's not empty at the stoplights. Just first think about it. At your stoplight, thoughts are going through your head. Thoughts. I say, if you could look at those thoughts and just gauge them, just a good thought or a bad thought, you'll find that most of them are negative. And why is that important? Because that's the automatic tape player from the subconscious playing all these negative things. If you stop and say, wait, no, don't say that. You know, change it. Make it a positive statement. Every time you do that, you're creating a habit that says, when that thought comes up, shift to a better thought. After a short time, by catching it, being mindful and catching it and repeating that, you will be able to, through habit, change that so that instead of the negative thought coming back up, the habit says, no, bring up the positive side. Don't give me the negative side. I change the program. So habit is a very way of repeating things and making a behavior that you say, like an exercise, I will do this every day. Because every day you do it is making a habit, and you make an exercise. That's two ways. And there's a third way, which is really exciting. They're new. It's brand new. It's called some of them. They're a group of these processes. They collectively call them either energy psychology or belief change programs. And they're involved with like a process called super learning. Learning is those people that can read a book by moving a finger down a page. The faster they move the finger down, they read every word on a page. Just boom, page. Mm-hmm. That's how fast. If you could get these processes, energy psychology, belief change processes, engage something like super learning, you can in minutes, this is mind-blowing, in minutes rewrite programs in the subconscious mind that have been bothering you your whole life. 10 minutes, boom, rewrite a program.
Wow.
And
that's
so exciting, and we need that because the world is changing very quickly, and the whole idea is this. If you don't get your power back and take back control of your life in the near future, this place is going to be crazy. Those that can't get it back are going to get very sick and things are not going to work out for them. Those that take the power back and start creating a different world in their mind, which then they will manifest, that's what we're moving. That's the evolution. Moving from I'm a victim to I am a master. Because when you're a master, then if we all manifested the honeymoon on the same day, then the planet by definition would be heaven on earth because the honeymoon is heaven on earth for those individuals. But if everybody was living a honeymoon experience, then by definition the whole planet would turn into heaven on earth, and that's the destination of our evolution that's right in front of us. And to do that, the first thing is this, to own that you have been programmed, and to recognize that the program runs without you seeing it. Your life is a reflection of the program, and if you don't like it the way it's working, then your freedom is you're the one that can rewrite the program.
You talk about spontaneous evolution. I am really about to explode over here.
contain
myself.
You've been doing the practice all along, but there, you know, without it, we live in a world that science is truth. You want to know, hey, is this true? Oh, is it scientific? Oh, if it's scientific, then it's true. Well, when you have New Age ideas and there's no science, then you say, yeah, belief changes that. Yeah, right, you know. Now we're coming into a period where the science says, yep, absolutely, belief changes that. Here's the chemistry, here's the mechanism. Now it's up to us to do what you've been doing and telling people to do for a long time. And that's why your show is so important, because you have to help people get out of their self-destructive programmings. And that's called autoimmune disease, self-destruction, like diabetes is autoimmune disease. People think the body's gone bad. It turns out, no, it's just lifestyle. Because they took a great video on the web. They show they took 10 people who use insulin every day, doctor-required insulin, because that's how diabetic they are. And they took them away to a place away from their home. And for 1 month, they changed their diet, just gave them a raw food diet instead of the McDonald's and all that other stuff they were eating. Here's the truth. In 30 days, not one of those people was diabetic anymore. Not one of them. And guess what? And here's the bad news. You ready? They went back home, and they went back home. They got back into the old program, and as soon as they got back in the old program, they were diabetic again.
Wow.
And so what we keep playing, oh, diabetes is my body going wrong. It's like, no, diabetes, you're living incorrectly and the body's responding. If you're driving a car and you ride one foot on the gas and one foot on the brakes, you're going to wear out the brakes. And then you're going to blame the car. You say, oh, this car's got lousy brakes. And I said, no, that's the way you drove the car. And the idea is, this body's got a lousy body, got diabetes. I go, that's the way you drove the body. It's like a vehicle. If you take care of it, it lasts forever. And if you don't, it'll break just like a car.
Wow. One quick question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this. What is consciousness?
Consciousness is... There's a spiritual part of us, an energy, a broadcast that's picked up by our cells. And this broadcast is, imagine a television set, and there's a show, and it's, where's it come from? It's broadcast, it's picked up by the antenna, right? And then plays into the television, okay? You're watching the show on the television, and let's say, let's consider my body a television set. I'm playing the Bruce Show right now. And then I say, look, you're watching a TV, and the TV picture tube breaks, and you say, TV's dead, I can't see the show anymore. TV's dead. It is. It doesn't work. I ask this question. Yeah, I know the TV died. Is the broadcast still there? You say, well, how can I find out? I say, well, get another TV, plug it in, turn it on, and when you tune it to the station, the show is still on the air. I'm going, a biological body is the equivalent of that television set because our cells have antennas that pick up a broadcast. No two people have the same set of these antennas on their cells. They're called receptors. No two people have the same set of receptors, which are antennas. Why is that important? Each person is picking up a different broadcast. Like on the radio band, you move the dial and you go from one station to the next station to the next station. Well, each of us is a biological organism whose cells have antennas that read a station. And the cells in my body read my station. The cells in your body read your station. This is why I can't put my cells or organs into your body, because when I put them in, your body will say, hey, these cells are listening to a different station. And will mess it up. And so the immune system gets rid of them. And it says not self. It says not self. What does it mean? Your cells have a self, and other people's cells don't have the same self. I say, so what's the difference? I say, you're receiving a broadcast from the environment. Relevant, the television, the cell, is downloading your program. And I go, well, yeah, but what if the cells die? And I say, well, it's like the television set. It doesn't work anymore, but your broadcast is still there. And guess what?
Yes.
In the future, of another embryo or fetus shows up with the same set of antennas that you have right now on your cells right now, you're back. You're back, but you're playing in a different television, which means what? Well, it doesn't have to be, you know, it could be male, it could be female. That's the physical television. That's not the broadcast. It could be white, it could be black. That's the physical television. That's not the broadcast. The broadcast is the spirit. The spirit plays into the television set. The consciousness is when the spirit gets behind the driver, you know, in the driver's seat and grabs the wheel and says, I'm driving this car. When the spirit's driving the car, the conscious mind is driving, okay? That's consciousness. Mm-hmm. Consciousness, spirit, plus I'm driving the car. Subconscious is spirit's in the back seat thinking about things, and the car is now driven automatically by the subconscious, which is a program.
Mm-hmm.
So consciousness is you directly coming from the broadcast of your spirit into your body. And subconscious is automatic program that, you know, as I said, and many of those programs downloaded from other people.
I don't have anything else to say. If I talk more with you, I would literally get rid of this television set, and I would have to get another one, I promise you.
Those
who are intuitive will hear it. Go ahead.
This is where we need Ricky Byers, Beckwith, and Michael to come up, because they can take those words and turn it into motions and feeling and make it go right through, vibrate every cell of your body in that harmony, because they are broadcasters of love. Their broadcasts are coming loud and clear through their cells.
You are so right. So what I'm just going to, I can't even, literally, I can't stand myself. It's like I'm having myself dancing, supporting the government, like,
yeah,
people are back, people power, my 50 trillion selves. Like, yes, we got a perfect government going on. What do we want? We want our power back. When do we want it? Right now. We got it. So anything else you want to share with listeners? I want to also, actually, before you say anything that you're feeling, I want to let listeners know on Bruce's website, there is a menu that says resources. There's a lot of links on there that can help you in reprogramming your subconscious mind, conscious parenting. There's something called Psyche K. I mean, you just go there and there's a lot of different things on there, listeners. So not only do you hear what you're hearing, but you also have the tools and the resources for you to do what you need to do so you can literally click uninstall. Because if you don't do it, you can say, I know that's a bad software, but you got to click the uninstall. So, Bruce, anything else you want to share with our listeners, something you want them to know, or maybe something that you wanted to share but I didn't ask you about?
I think it's about the same thing we've been talking about, and I just wanted to thank them because by listening to the show, they're seeking different answers, different programs to put into their mind because it's the programs that control their lives, and they have to recognize most all of us got some real bad programming, and you can't get out of the way of the program. You have to change it, and listening to your show is a very important part of acquiring new information to put into the program and to take power back over our lives. We've done it before when you fell in love. You know there was at least a little bit of time where life was so beautiful, and I say, that was not an accident. All of us are spirit playing on this planet, that we're immortal, and that this is our visit this time, and we'll be back again. But this is the greatest time on the planet because this is the awakening that takes us from I'm a victim to no, I'm a spiritual creator, I'm a piece of God, I don't need church or health care people to get in between me and my spirit and my health because I am the creator of that. And if you understand that and we start living that way, heaven on earth is a way of life, and this when you do that, it's like this planet is so beautiful and has so many things to enjoy, except for the program that takes us away from that. And that's why I thank you, my life coach, because your energy and your excitement is a revelation that all of us have that. All of us have that built into us, and when we let go of the program, we'll have all that joy come right into our lives.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all you do to wake up people and remind us that we can be part of a spontaneous evolution. And we got to bring you back. I'm so grateful for you, for your work, and you literally giving people life back. And we wish you well on the next adventure. I know you're taking some rest for the next few months, or actually maybe a month or less.
5 months.
And then you're traveling. 5 months on the road.
Love to set this up for a future time and come back and see how people are doing.
Oh, definitely. I think it's probably best to call Sally now, and we want to thank Sally because when we booked the appointment, it was a long time ago, but here it is. So we need to get in the calendar right now.
I thank you, and I thank your audience, and love to everyone as we try to repair the situation.
Yes, and they're enjoying you in the chat room. There's so much they're saying. I just can't focus to read all of it. They're so grateful for what you're sharing, and thank you. Thank you, Bruce Lipton. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone. And thanks again for the opportunity, and I look forward to coming back. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're coming back. See you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Yes, Bruce Lipton, the author of Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. Woo! I don't know if Celeste wants to do Celestial Moment, but I can't say nothing. I don't have nothing to say. Because I am Celeste, you alive. I am so bubbling up on the inside. I feel like I've been running. I feel like I've been jogging, and my heart is beating. And let's read the chat room saying I can feel a genuine excitement. Oh my God, you don't even know. Oh my God, I feel like I'm having one of, you know, okay. So if you have children around, if you're sensitive, cover their ears, and if you're an adult and you're sensitive, cover your ears, because I'm having some multiple spiritual orgasm.
Wow.
My toes are coiling up.
You know why? Here
comes another one.
You know why? You stop it
yes.
right now. Time 3 is running today. You are caught
up. Lord.
This energy, we could not look. We planned this a long time ago. I remember, we forget
yes.
about time. And remember, we were like, that long? And it was like, boom, here
yes.
he is. And here you are, exploding all over the place. I'm done now.
Careful now. Don't get me started.
I'm done. And everybody in the chat, I know, right?
Oh,
I'm going to do
yes.
more. Everybody
I won't want to be you because I can't even say nothing. If you want to, go ahead. You got the platform.
Well, you know what, today? The thing is like I really want to offer it as a gift because everybody in the chat room and Bruce, he's a personal friend now, and Bruce were so in alignment with the energy of the day that I am going to knock it out and it's all about love. That's just
okay,
period.
Go for it.
All right.
Let me go drink some water.
Go drink
Thank
some water.
Jesus.
Here we go, family.
Jesus, holy name. Okay, shut up. Okay, go ahead, Cliff. I'm muting myself.
Please do. Look at him. When the numbers match up like this, it's just, you got to break it down. You just got to do what you got to do. And I love numbers. I love Bruce. And I love the show. I love the audience. Because all of you are walking with me on this celestial moment. Let me get to it. So the energy of the day is actually 12. But, you add one more time in numerology. And when you set your intention on being the place of healing, you invite the divine creative energy of 3 into your experience. It's the number that deals with magic, intuition. The number 3 is also ruled by Jupiter, and its attributes include expansion, good luck, protection, abundance. We have the elk in the medicine cards, which represents stamina. And the 3rd card in tarot is the Empress. And the Empress happens to be ruled by the planet Venus, which, again, is all about love. The 3rd letter of the alphabet is C, and words like charisma, charm, and connection also reflect the magical power of 3. Bring all these energies together, and you know why 3 is a magic number. Now, today, we're going to put the power of 3 with the suit of cups. Remember, the symbols of cups are love, emotions, dreams, our conscious and subconscious, which we talked about today. Now, together, the 3 of cups represents groups coming together to focus on a common emotional goal. We are in the midst of a great shift, asking all of us to drop fear-based thoughts about not getting along. The energy of the day in the number 3 calls to us to let the hate go and get back to rebuilding communities with an inner passion toward caring and helping others. In the Mother Peace Tarot, we have 3 priestesses who represent the 3 graces. Now, the 3 graces were daughters of Zeus who represent beauty, charm, and joy. They are in the midst of a great special occasion, and we're invited to the party. All we have to do is to remember to bring our light, our mystical dance, our inner visions, fantasies, and songs. We have to focus on meditation, and magical chants are also going on. By sharing our pleasure in this very moment, we lift each other's vibration, and the most beautiful gift of this party is that the sense of belonging is healing for all generations. Yes, love is the strongest force. That's why I know that all is well. And that's the story of 3 through the 3 of Cups in Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. And I love you, family.
Thank you, Celeste. Love you too, my friend. Appreciate you. It's time to release the show. Oh, my God. Focus on love. Change your blood chemistry and change the culture media. So your cells can celebrate. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Your cells depend on it. Allow yourself to be loved so that you can have a chemistry, blood chemistry that just allows you to feel God
to walk in truth, to create your own reality. I will see you tomorrow. This is Ricky Bureau, the Agape Choir. We let it be. Let it be. AgapeLive.com. Thank you all in the chat room, those of you on the phone lines, those of you listening to the archive. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.